Good morning.
I will say that one of the things that is very interesting about what's been happening with my dynamic on my mother's side of the family, in particular with my sister and I and my mom, that's a little lovely triangle we have there. It's been very interesting to say the least, because I've been getting a lot of information that I wasn't privy to for many years. And it's just been very interesting to see it all unfold as my sister and that relationship changes. And it seems that the dynamic has taken a different course. And simply, it starts with my mom just reaching out to me more often, talking to me about things. And it's weird because that was something that she never did for a long time. You know, I didn't make the effort to stay in touch with her or anything like that. One of the reasons I didn't stay in touch with her was because my last ditch effort to talk to her, to be in contact with her, I went ahead, my ex wanted me to send over a picture of our daughter. She was 6 months at the time. And I remember the first thing my mom said, because my ex was like, oh, did your mom get it? Did you get a call from your mom? I'm like, no, I haven't gotten a phone call from her or anything. And you know, my ex asked me, okay, go ahead and give her a call. Give her a call and find out what's the deal with, if have she gotten the picture or not. And I call her and my mom says, oh yeah, I got the picture. She's fat. And I said, okay. Now, this was an occurrence that was going on with my mom, that she was calling my ex-wife fat. She was calling my baby fat. Now, and I went into that mode of, okay, I don't want to repeat the mistakes of the past. I don't want to be in, it's one thing if I grew up in that environment and I grew up with that personality, but my daughter doesn't have to be involved with that character. And I come from the mindset that whether you're family or not, I can't have you around if you're not a positive energy, if you're not a positive influence in my daughter's life. I know that's a big thing with me. And I think that once I heard those comments from my mom, I said, you know what? I got to disconnect altogether, because I'm not going to, it's one thing for me to handle it, but I'm not going to be continuing to going ahead and kind of having to tell my mom not to say those things. And it's something that I've always dealt with her. And my mom and I have had a very interesting dynamic in our relationship, because she's never been nurturing. She's never been loving. And I was doing reverse parenting ever since I was 9, 10 years old, from translating. I would give her money whenever I had jobs, you know, and I just remember in high school when I worked, I would give her money, pay for her rent. I even bought her a car. And I used to be very involved with her during my college years. I used to have to take her to and from work. She was very resistant about doing a lot of things, which was, I think that was the case looking back, as far as the challenges that were being exposed to me trying to be there as a son. You know, one of the things that I was doing while I was learning and being exposed to college and different ways of life, I was trying to pass on that advice to my mom and telling her, look, the way you're going about doing things is not the way you want to continue. You want to, like I would say to her, well, you know, I think you should go ahead and get some sort of a nursing degree or something along those lines, get like a trait. And she would just shoot that down every time. And, you know, she would say, you know, I'm just not smart enough. I just don't want to do it. And then other times she'll say, you're not my husband. You're not my dad. You don't tell me what to do. So the way it was with my mom was, you if you didn't do exactly what she wanted, even though how stupid it is, you had to do whatever she asked, bottom line. So I was caught in a situation where she wasn't trying to drive. So therefore, you know, I had to take her to and from work. And she worked 6 days a week. And I never asked for a cent. I never asked for any money from her. That was the thing that disappointment with some recent news that I've heard, and I go into that later. But I think with my mom, I've never asked for a dime or anything. If anything, I was giving her money. I was buying her things, because I just felt a guilt of trying to help. You know, no one was helping her, but she never helped herself in a way. And I became a little bit of a crutch for her during that time. And during those years, I remember very frustrating telling her, look, I'm not going to be around to drive you. I'm not going to be around forever to be able to drive you, to do things for you. Like, I'm going to grow up. I'm going to do things eventually. It's not that I can't help you, but I can't be there every day, because I have to go make my own life. I have to go figure this thing out. Then I can go take care of you. But my mom wasn't having any of that. She didn't understand it. And it was very difficult for her. And that's why I was stuck in Lakeland for the longest time. And I remember, she got in a car accident, and I had to get an attorney for her. I had to do all these things. Again, it was, I was always the burden fell on me to do things for her financially. On top, remember this. Now, this is all going on while I'm trying to go to college and while I'm trying to play basketball. I mean, it got to a point where it was so overwhelming. I was in academic probation in school. And, you know, school is not something that's ever been hard, but that's how much time and effort and energy that experience took me from reverse parenting. And that was during the year that I didn't play basketball. So think about it. That's how much time I used to spend with my mom trying to help or trying to do things for her. And it was something that she never really cared. It was her mindset is, and I think Hispanics in her time, I believe their mindset is, you're my son, you're my child, you do as I say. Like, there is some sort of, I owe my mother for me to help her out. And that's the way I felt, the burden, you know, and because my sister wasn't there. You know, my sister left at 16. So here I am, stuck with that burden of trying to support her, trying to help my mom, and trying to do something for myself. It's not an easy battle, you know, and then on top of trying to figure out your way, trying to do, you know, just trying to pull yourself out of a situation on top of helping your mother, which many of these kids go through because their parents don't know how to take care of themselves. Their parents don't know how to persevere in lower socioeconomic levels where we came from, right? Because my mom, she wasn't really savvy or smart or anything like that. She was very dependent of my dad. And once she left and had the courage to leave, then obviously it became a little bit challenging for her. And as I grew older, I took on more responsibilities. But anyway, once she had the accident, and that was right after I graduated college, it was a little overbearing for me. I remember having a moment where the beginning of the Zen moment began, where I was like, you know, getting a little too anxious and anxiety. And I realized that I can't control any of this. This is how she's going to be. And I remember talking to my grandmother, you know, my mom's mom. And one of these few moments that I had talked with her, I was like, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, Grandma. I don't know if I should stay because I can't progress. I can't go forward. I'm stuck here between a rock and a hard place because I'm having a helper, but I know I'm not helping myself because in Lakeland, there's nothing major going on there. And my mom is the type that she's not leaving. Like, she's too stubborn to do anything. My mom is not going to, if I was to tell her right now, hey, move down here with me, she wouldn't do it. Because she's so comfortable in her world, in her environment. And that's the thing. She expects her siblings, her children, I should say, to cater to her. To whatever she wants to do, you need to do. Okay? So anyway, so I had that talk with my grandmother. And my grandmother's like, well, son, you got to do what's best for you. You know, your mother has lived her life. And I think it's time for you to go on and, you know, find your own path. And having that talk relieved a ton of bricks for me mentally because I was like, wow, okay. So I'm not going to feel guilty here by leaving my mom, by moving away because my mom has to fend for herself. My mom has to try to learn how to do these things. And I've tried to prep her for this because, you know, my ambition at that time was to make money, was to be successful. And my grandmother kind of gave me the, you know, she gave me the stamp of approval, I should say. So I went ahead and moved on, did my thing. But then it was very interesting because then my grandmother years later would say, you left your mother there to hang, to dry. Like, she totally forgot that conversation she had with me. It was really weird because I remember when she was telling me this, I didn't throw her head back in her face, but obviously she didn't remember, my grandmother, I should say. She didn't remember the conversation that we had about me moving away and how I needed to do that. And then all of a sudden, you want to go ahead and years later say you left her hanging, you left her stranded. And I was like, you know what? I have a dysfunctional fucking family here. I mean, where people don't remember what they say, don't encourage. So what I always, in looking back at that and then just seeing my sister, how she's been helped out a lot, I never hated on that. Like, I've always felt that whatever path she took, you know, she's justifying it because she plays the victim card. And the parents are helping her out, right? And that's one of the things that I realized is that just recently here with my talks with my mom, it's like, wow, my mom was helping my sister as well, a grown woman, right? I mean, that was really weird for me to hear that not only was my dad helping her, right, getting through school, helping her a lot of things, right? Because my sister, the decisions that she made put her in a tougher spot, right, where she just dropped out of school. She did all these things. So my dad jumped in and saved the day for her and helped her out. But then on the other side, I didn't know that my mom was helping her out as well. And I was like, whoa, wow. So my sister was pretty much basically playing Littlefinger from Game of Thrones. And I'm not spoiling it for anyone, you know, Littlefinger in the Game of Thrones is a character that just plays everyone against each other. So what my sister, what I'm getting it from these conversations I'm having, and I'm forcing the shit out of my mom, it's not something that she's telling. I'm just like, I'm just like, wow, really? Like, I'm painting a picture of my sister now, but it does make sense. So because my sister, she did that with me. She, playing the Littlefinger role, she went ahead and was just talking shit about me behind my back to my family in Puerto Rico, probably talking shit to my mom, you know, and probably my mom was talking shit about me too, because that's what everyone does in a family, right? I mean, I don't do that. It hurts me because I know that everyone that knew me at that time knows that I was making the effort. I was really going out of my way to my own detriment, to my own growth, to help my mother because I felt I owed it to her. But then I went ahead and moved on, and here I am years later, and I talked to her, but you know, there's no connection there because me and my mom don't have that deep of conversations, you know, and I'll be more than glad to record them, but she doesn't tell me about anything. And she just talks about her day and her struggles and whatever she's going through. But the only thing she asked me about is, what did I cook? Well, how does the girl do? That's it. Hey, hope all's well. Just wanted to check up on you. I'm like, okay, ma, no problem. But that's the way it's always been. Like, she's never wanted to talk. She's never wanted to be open and have any dialogue. So it's always been unfortunate in that regard. But I think that the part that just saddens me the most is that, you know, here is my mom talking to me, and she's telling me about how she's not going to go over to Christmas to see my sister because I guess my sister was telling her, you know, kind of like saying, don't go over there, you know, for whatever reason. I guess she just feels that my mom needs to focus her finances on somewhere. I'm trying to find a different place. My mom always has drama. Unfortunately, you know, that's just the way she handles life. Like I always say, people create their own bubble, their own world, and if they're negative Nancys, they're going to be around the doom and gloom all day long, and I just stay away from it. So, you know, she's telling me about some drama that's going on. And I guess my sister was saying to her, hey, listen, you got some drama going on. Instead of you coming to see me, why don't you go ahead and use that money and, you know, get your own place. But my mom took offense to it, I think. I think my mom was wanting to spend time with my sister. Obviously, they have a better connection. And I was like, you know, that's awesome. I don't knock her for that one bit. But I guess what it comes down to is that my sister seems to have disconnected altogether, and she's just all in with her relationship. And God bless her. You know, do Muslims celebrate Christmas? I don't think they do, right? I'm not sure. You know, my assumption, and I'm just totally playing detective here, in therapy mode here. But I think what's happening is obviously my sister's all in with her relationship. Like, she is knee deep in that thing. Like, it's like, oh, feelings basking. It's like wedding bells, love in the air type of shit. And I think it's gotten to a point that it's something that she's just not caring about anything else. You know, I mean, her daughter's grown. She already put in her work. You know, she's now in love, found the right situation. Not even being around her daughter or anything. It's like, fuck it. You know, I'm not trying to hang out with mom during the holidays. You know, again, I don't know. Maybe, like I said, Muslims, do they celebrate? I have no fucking clue. And I don't mean to be disrespectful. I just don't have a fucking clue. I'm like agnostic over here. You know, I'm Christian. I grew up a Christian, but you can talk to me about it now. I'd be like, I mean, show me. But anyway, I just feel it's sad, man, when you try. And now having these conversations with mom and she's letting me in on the way my sister is fucking shocking to me. It's amazing how much of a player she is, how shysty she has been, you know, as far as, I mean, the audacity to even get money from mom, you know. I will feel so disgusted. Like, I don't remember the last time my mom gave me money. I really don't remember. I really can't tell you the last time she gave me money. I can't, the last time she cooked for me, I can't even remember either. If I'm saying 15 years, maybe, but yeah, she hasn't cooked for me. I don't ask her for shit. And I do that because I know she works hard and she has a lot of stuff going on. And the reason I've stayed away is simple because of that negative energy. I don't want Jasmine growing up with it. I don't want Jasmine being influenced by that, you know. And, you know, I can't speak on her mom's end. Well, you know, she can control what she control. But I know from my end, if you are bad energy, if you're not a person that's not any positive, I don't want you around my daughter. Period, end of story. I don't care if you're my mom. I don't care if you're my dad. I don't care who the fuck you are. You could be the fucking president. If I have the power to not have you around, I'm not going to have you around because I don't want her. I owe my daughter that much that she doesn't need to be around negative energy that I fucking grew up in. I mean, that just doesn't do you any good. There's already enough negative energy out there when she goes to school, around friends, all that shit. She's going to have to battle that growing up, all that pressure. And now with social media, people attacking you left and right, it's going to be brutal. So I don't want her to have the double whammy, right? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. So, you know, that's the reason I've detached from my mom. And obviously, my mom is a person that doesn't take any instructions from me. So if I tell her, look, you need to do X, Y, and Z, my mom is going to do A, B, and C. Because, again, she doesn't prescribe to the mindset that the son is supposed to be telling her what to do. Fine. No problem with me. But what's happening is that you're putting yourself in a hole, and I have to dig you out of it every time, whether it's with work, whether it's with driving, now with, you know, taking care of your brother, which is a schizophrenic living in the same town. And he is a head case. And I've stayed away from him because the last time I was about to blow him up. Figuratively, like if I saw him, I was gonna beat his ass up because he's crazy. But it's one of those dynamics that my family's crazy, and just hearing my sister being Littlefinger, just being conniving and playing people, you know, playing the ultimate victim card to my mom, to my dad, to my family in Puerto Rico, to anybody, right? And then she goes ahead and kind of plays coy with me and distant with me. It's a shame to see that, to hear about that. It really is. And gosh, sister, I mean, you just a special number, huh? Like, you're the ultimate victim in all of this. And when in fact, you know, you chose to leave, you chose to make the decisions you made, and you got to own up to them, you know? And it's like, just like I made my decisions, I'm not saying I'm perfect either, but, you know, I don't blame mom and dad for that. Now, you know, I thank them for every day because, you know what? If those things didn't happen, I wouldn't be the person I am today. And I love who I am. But I guess I don't feel like they owe me anything. You know, I don't ask my father for any money. I don't ask him for shit. He'll be the first one to tell you. I think he's shocked that I don't ask him for anything. He's like, dude, I just want to come and hang out. You know, I don't ask him for anything, man. I just don't. It's not about that. But hey, you know, everyone's different. And like they say about siblings, man, it doesn't matter how close you are with them. And that's the thing that why I'm hesitant to have more kids, or I'm indifferent about having more kids, even though I would love to have one more. Because I know whatever kid I have is going to be completely different in Jazz. And they may not get along. And that's the thing. It's like, because right now I have a sister that I'm 2 years separated apart. And I don't even talk to. And I'm not the only person that has that. And I know many friends that have siblings and they don't talk to each other. They don't have that connection. That's just the reality of it. So it's not a guarantee that family is going to be family. Because people are different. People have different perspective and different view. And no one wants to come to the middle and talk. Like for me, I'm only willing to talk. But try to ask my sister for that. She's running away right now because I'm putting her on blast, like super blast, calling shit out. She won't call me. I don't think she's ever going to call me. But the sad thing is, you know what? Our mom and dad, big sister, they're going to die. And we're going to have to be involved one way or the other. So you're going to see me. You're going to be awkward, giving me that ugly look. That you know, that ugly, like, ghetto black hood look. Like, so fake. Like, you just can't hold it. I was watching this Instagram post. It was talking about black people can keep their mouth shut, but they'll always have a reaction. I was like, yep, that's my sister. You can look at my sister in the face and she'll have a reaction. She doesn't have to say shit. That's my hood girl right there. Big sister, I love you. Mwah. Give your little brother a call, please. All right? Don't hide away from me. But man, you're shiesty as fuck, girl. Damn! About money, it's all about money.